Well, yes, listeners, it's almost February, and for many of us, thoughts of February instill thoughts of Valentine's Day. Thoughts of Valentine's for many folks bring up thoughts of the Father-Daughter Valentine Dance, an annual event that is fun and raises funds. And we have two folks in the studio with us this morning to talk about it. Tony Gary from the Upstate Foundation joins us. Good morning, Tony.
Morning, Tricia.
Glad to have you here. And Wes Fleming, the pastor of the Eastside Vineyard Church. Good morning, Wes.
Thank you for being here. It's great.
This was your brainchild. Speak to us about it.
Yes, my daughter 8 years ago and I were thinking about ways in which we could give back to the hospital.
Give back?
Yes.
Why give back?
Well, we have a vested interest in the Children's Hospital. About 15 years ago, 4 months after my daughter was born, we discovered that my daughter had an optic glioma, which is a type of tumor that can only really be treated by kind of pushing it back and keeping it at bay. There's no real cure for
it.
No, surgery won't take care of it. So we've been involved in the hospital treatments for years. And Upstate has been great to us. We've loved University Hospital. And so after so many years, we decided that we wanted to give back. So we came up with a creative idea. My daughter loves to dance.
She does.
And we have Valentine's Day together, and so we decided we were going to put together a father-daughter Valentine's Day dance.
And this is going to be the eighth one?
Eighth year, yes.
That is fabulous. And so your church, the Eastside Vineyard Church, you basically organized this.
That's correct. That's correct. We submitted the idea to the church, and they loved the idea, and they are the foot soldiers. They put this thing together, and it's been tremendous to see them work together with each other as well as members of the community. And just kind of like put this show on.
Oh, I love it. And I love the story and why you do it. Although I'm concerned for your daughter. How's her health now?
She's doing well. You know, we haven't had any treatments since last February. So we're very grateful for that.
So she's been able to fend it off all these years.
Yes.
Through
yes.
some science and some miracles of the
Absolutely.
Children's Pediatric.
That's correct.
The Pediatric Cancer Center at Upstate. And Tony, that's where you come in. This is a group that you've been fundraising for a very long time, even before the Children's Hospital was built.
Certainly. We've always funded for pediatric services here. We've had the finest facility in the 17 to 20 county region, and that's why we continue to have fundraisers and go out and ask people for their support. When Wes came to us in 2002 with this great idea, we were so pleased to partner with him. He certainly has the backing of his church and other people helping him with this and the special interest that he has to make a difference for other children being treated here.
And I love that. I love the story of you and your daughter putting this together and the church, because this isn't just about your daughter.
That's correct.
About all these children who are treated in the cancer center.
Absolutely.
And, you know, so when people say, the Children's Hospital is built now, why do you still need my money? This isn't about that. This is about treating children with cancer.
It's always about treating children.
Yep.
All children, especially children with cancer, for this event and going forward for our new cancer center for outpatient services.
So the other thing that I love about this is my children are grown and gone and out of the house, and now I have grandchildren, for heaven's sakes. They're not quite old enough to attend something mm-hmm. like this, but I love seeing their photos in the paper every year, or sometimes I see something on the TV news of all those dads and their daughters, and they're having a blast. What are some of the things they do at the dance?
Well, besides dancing?
Besides dancing.
Because we do a lot of that.
Uh-huh.
We have two ballrooms, and one is for the younger children's fair. And then some of the other kids, the older kids, have got more pop music.
Mm-hmm.
So we kind of cover all the bases with the music and the dancing. But then we have silent auction tables. We have a clown. We've got we have lots of other kind of activities, balloon artists and things like that. So it's just from beginning to end an exciting event.
That sounds like it's just so much fun for these kids. And now I also want to make the point, it's not just dads and daughters, right? It could be an uncle.
Oh,
it
certainly.
Could be a grandfather. Somebody.
Yeah. It's older brothers.
Important man in a little girl's life.
Yeah.
And some of the little girls aren't so little anymore. They've grown up with this, haven't
That's
they?
That's right.
Well,
exactly.
Tricia, it's for girls 3 and up. Too.
Uh-huh.
So we get a wide range in there, and there's, as Wes was saying, there's activities all over the place. So we really are fortunate to have the support of the Empire Room at the fairgrounds over the years. They have generously donated that space.
Mm-hmm.
So for a $50 ticket for dad and daughters, it's a great evening of entertainment and fun and tremendous balloon art, as I think Wes can attest to all the fun things
Amazing.
That we see going on.
always a fun thing.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It's an evening's entertainment, but it's for a good cause. Well, let's talk about details so people can make sure they get there if they want to get there. This year's event is, what is the date?
It is on February 9th, Tuesday, and it is by reservation. You do need to have a reservation.
Okay.
And you can either call us at 464-4416.
All right.
464-4416.
Right.
Or you can go to the church website, eastsidevineyardchurch.org.
Right. Mm-hmm. And there's also a link from the Upstate website, which I found as I was getting ready for this morning's conversation,
yes,
as well
is.
As we will put a link from our HealthLink on Air website as well.
Excellent.
All right. So that's now Tuesday, February 9th. What times?
It starts at 6:30 and goes till 9 o'clock. We want to get the girls out and ready for bed.
Oh, yeah. They have school the next day.
Mm-hmm. It's in the years past. Last year it was beautiful, Wes, wasn't it? It was a great night.
It was a nice night.
It was dry and warm.
Because last year we had so much snow, but it sounds like it was okay.
It was a calm night.
That's great. Very good. You said the people need to register ahead. Now, I know that one deadline was the 2nd of February, which is this Tuesday, but people can get tickets after that, right?
Well, they should call and we'll let them know if we still have room. So it's important to call as soon as possible.
It is. Do you sell out then?
We come pretty close. We had last year about 700
that's correct.
Dads and daughters. 725.
Really?
Yeah.
That's fabulous. Well, no
Absolutely.
Wonder it's such a big event and we see so much in the news. Very good. Anything else you want us to know? Is there anything in particular that you can think of over the years that perhaps this has raised funds for that has been a real benefit? Or is it just in general children's cancer?
Oh, well, it's a beautiful piece that Wes and the event have put together for the new pediatric ministry.
Talk to us about it.
Yes.
Chapel.
Some of the funds that we raised went to a art piece that's going to be in the chapel of the new Children's Hospital.
Oh, and, wonderful.
It's like a glass waterfalls. With lights on it. So it'll be very, not only beautiful, but it also has some sound and audio with it too, to make the sound of a waterfalls.
Very meditative, quiet.
Very peaceful. It's in a great location. So it's going to be something that really will touch people's lives and give them just a place of peace.
I love that. So Father-Daughter's Valentine's Dance, February 9th, it's being held. For more information, people can log on to our HealthLink on our website, and we'll make sure we link them. Tony and Wes, thanks so much for coming by this morning.
Thank you.
Thanks, Tricia. Nice to see you.
Hi, I'm psychologist Dr. Rich O'Neill with this week's Checkup from the Neck Up. Another fun party at Margie's house. How does she do it? Or, psst, want to hear a big secret to a long and happy life? Well, folks, my wife, Pammy, and I went to a dinner party last weekend, and we were all talking about the best movies we'd seen and trying to remember what actress played Who's It and what was it called, and gently poking each other about our weirdnesses and telling slightly politically incorrect jokes. Delicious fun. Then all of a sudden, my psychologist hat popped on, and I realized it was fun for a reason. And it illustrated one of the greatest truths of all time, literally all time. The human brain developed all sorts of ways to have fun in groups because living in groups helped us survive and thrive. And over the last 40 years of those countless ones since our cave dweller days, researchers showed this worked. Fact is, people with good social support, a group to hang with, eating and kidding and joking, live longer. A lot longer and happier, a lot happier. So how to get more parties and fun in our lives? Well, one way to learn something is to watch people who are good at it. So I started thinking about how our expert hostess, Margie, does what she does. And I think I've come up with it. She uses the who cares rule. Now, a little background here. This was the second get-together at Margie's house in less than a week. If it was me, and I just had a party 5 or 6 days ago, I'd have probably thought, it's too soon to have another party. Not Margie. She thinks, who cares? I feel like having another one, so I'm gonna. So she is generous with herself around what tickles her. And when you get there, she's that way with you too. Even make sure us picky eaters have something tasty to pick at that didn't belong to a cow sometime. And no matter what happens, she stays upbeat. Margie, just dump my red vino all over your white tablecloth. No big deal, Rich. That old thing. To summarize, to live a longer, happier life, in the immortal words of the late great caveman and evolutionary psychologist from Saturday Night Live University, Dr. John Belushi, party, party, party. I'm Dr. Rich O'Neill. See you at the Shindig with bells on.